In John chapter 19, verses 31 through 37, we read about how Jesus had his side pierced by the Roman soldiers. There, we're told by the gospel writer, John, "The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers came with a spear, pierced his side. And forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced." We're now in the holiday season that's coming close to Good Friday 2019. And this is Nathan Brummel from The Old Calvinist. And on this podcast today, we want to talk about how Roman soldiers pierced Jesus' side, and not a bone of Jesus was broken in fulfillment of prophecy. It is now a little after 3 o'clock on Good Friday, and in this world-disturbing hour, prophecy is being fulfilled. How does John know about this? Because the beloved disciple who has heard Jesus say a word to him from the cross, "Son, behold thy mother," he continues his vigil at the cross. He watches as the Roman soldiers take large hammers in their hands and head for the crucified men. John, later remembering all that occurred on that dreadful day as he stood watching his master hang on the cross, knew that the one hanging in the middle was the Passover lamb. And later on, he would understand that he had watched the slaughter of the Passover lamb who would redeem his people. And John wrote his account of Good Friday and all that happened in Jesus' ministry, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Now, there's a strange irony in the religious scruples of the Pharisees who have tried to get the Prince of Peace killed. No, they had no scruples about unjustly condemning Jesus of Nazareth in their kangaroo courts. But they did have scruples about coming into the palace of Pontius Pilate, lest they would become defiled. But it's not against their conscience to murder the Messiah. But their sense of right and wrong means that now they must not allow the land to be defiled by these hung bodies. They show religious scruples because now night is falling and Jesus and the two criminals are still hanging on their crosses. And the Sabbath is coming. Now, the Romans had no such customs of the necessity of taking people down from a cross. They let condemned men rot on their crosses, let the birds of the air gnaw on their carcasses, was the Roman view. But the scruples of the Jews were based on ancient teaching, because Deuteronomy 21 said that if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day, for he that is hanged is accursed of God. That thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Now, the Jews knew that to be hung on a tree was an abomination, and they knew that a corpse might not be allowed to be hung on a tree overnight, to say nothing of a Sabbath day, much less a great Sabbath day that was also the Sabbath by the Passover. Well, Pilate agrees, and he orders that the Romans deal with the situation. He orders what the Romans would call a crurifragium, that is, the breaking of the bones of the crucified ones. They would use heavy blows of a hammer or iron to break the leg bones of a crucified man. And this was a very painful thing, frightfully inhuman. They would break the legs, and the result is that the crucified person would die more quickly. They would more quickly asphyxiate or die of these injuries. And so on Calvary, the soldiers begin to carry out these instructions, first beginning with the two thieves. The two murderers manifest some signs of life, and without mercy, the soldiers come to both the elect thief and the reprobate one, and they viciously smash their leg bones. And the reprobate thief soon is thrown into the pit of hell. But for the other man, the elect thief who Jesus hanged on his cross. Hey, come on, you can't make sounds while I'm doing this thing here.